CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 to join the show here. Are we going to get to kiss the baby here? And we're getting down to the stretch run here. Will any of us have a perfect playoff bracket? I guess I'm the only one that could at this point, so we'll find out. But I
I'm
in a tough spot. I might be in some trouble here. We'll see as we get down the stretch of the season, trying to eliminate teams where they get eliminated and have a perfect playoff bracket. We'll get to that. First, though, we haven't checked in with old Jerry Jones in a few weeks. What is he saying? 105.3 The Fan down in Dallas. And it sounded like things went off the rails here.
We talk about hunting and game with you. Have you ever had raccoon or anything similar, which would shock a lot of other non-hunters or game eaters?
I've eaten a lot of raccoon. Yes. The answer is yes. And I've eaten it hunting. I've actually had it served by my mom at the table away from honey. And I have eaten raccoon, and yes, they're it's not uncommon at all. I'll tell you something that is one of my favorites is squirrel, and it's wonderful, and my mother could do a great job of it, and we all had our favorite pieces, and my dad and sister, I have one sibling, a sister. And they would fight over, not fight, but my mom and I, they were just my sister and I as four siblings. My mom and I wouldn't even ask for the brain and a squirrel.
Oh, man.
Ugh. And delicious, seriously.
Yeah, he's doing what they call the most. Squirrel is not tasty. I mean, I've had it before, like when I was younger, because my dad was country like that. And it is really gamey, like. You have to be a nasty dude or know how to dress a squirrel for it not to be that gamey. Because it's really gamey.
I bet.
Yeah, that's nasty.
I think they just need to just ask him open-ended questions and just let it go. I mean, he gave them 2.5 minutes or whatever that was on squirrel and raccoon.
He crashed out.
And talk about
the word
eating
of the day,
the brain.
Crashing out. Yeah, he crashed
the
out.
The brain of squirrel.
I've eaten a lot of raccoon.
That's a lot.
I say this every time we bring him up. I'm going to miss him so much when he's gone, Jerry.
See, when he crosses over.
When he
there,
goes to the upper room.
You did wrong for that.
The absolute
in the
glory
upper
hole.
Room.
I mean, he's endless content. His team stinks. And he's on the radio with hosts talking about eating squirrel brain. That guy's unreal. Well, and the Eagles get him next week, I guess, right?
Yeah. We get the Dallas Cowboys come to town.
I'm sure I have a lot to say about that.
I've eaten a lot of raccoon.
That's such a good drop. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's take a couple calls, and we'll get to kiss the baby for, what is this, week 16 in the NFL.
Let's go to getting tough.
It is. Drew's up next. What's up, Drew?
Drew.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Drew. What's up?
Not much, man. I appreciate you taking the call. I've been listening to you guys for a long time. I've been listening to WIP since it was 610 WIP.
Wow, you're an OG. You've been here for the whole time.
I've been listening to WIP since you guys broadcast Flyers games under the covers when I was like 8 years old, man. I love WIP. I live and die with y'all.
Well, that's awesome.
So I got to tell you right now, I'm with you guys 100%. You did your job. That's the bottom line. That's the end of it. There's not much else to say, Hugh. I mean, you did your job. And it's about who started it, AJ. Who finished it, Jalen and Nick. Because Jalen came out and did what he needed to do, and he put it to bed. That's it. It's done. That's it. So I can't say anything else about that because next week, this week, we're going to see again. We're going to put more stuff to bed, and it's going to get better. And I believe in this team 110%, just like I believe when we won the Super Bowl the last time. I believe in this team just like that. They're resilient. They're dogs. They go get it. They defend each other. When Slay got pushed to the end zone, they defended the man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Quinion ran across the field and was in what? What's that guy weigh? 300 pounds? He's like, nah, not with
Slay.
Yeah,
that's
Slay.
That big,
no,
the big tight end, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Went after.
Yeah. I'm not under any illusion that we have the best individual quarterback in the league. I'm not. But we don't need a top one, two, or three, or four quarterback. We need no turnovers. We need consistent plays. We need third down conversions because we have one of the best offensive lines I've seen in 20 years. We have one of the best running backs I've seen in my life. And you got to put it in the hands of them. And you got to give it to Nick right now. This was a rough week. And he came out and did what he needed to do.
He put all
this stuff behind him. And they went out and won us that football game. And that's it. That's it.
Well, Drew, I agree. And you know what? You're right about the quarterback thing. You need to have the best team, and they need to be healthy and playing together at the right time. That's how Super Bowls are won. You know, there's been plenty of years where the best quarterback was Peyton Manning or Kurt Warner or, you know, just go through whatever. You know, John Elway. And those guys didn't win in those years, right? Like, the best quarterback this year is Josh Allen. He's playing better than anybody else. He's probably going to win the MVP. I don't know. Maybe the Bills will win the Super Bowl.
Agreed,
maybe they won't, right? Like, the Eagles have as good of a chance of anyone. Drew, good phone call, because they have the best team right now. I mean, some of those early Patriots teams with Tom Brady, they did not have the best quarterback. Now, like, in totality for his career, he became that.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the 2001 Patriots, you'd be laughed at if you said they had the best quarterback in the NFL during that year. Just like Jalen's not the best quarterback right now. It didn't matter, Hugh. They won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and that's all that really matters. And you know, Jalen is moving in the right direction as far as the way he's playing. I mean, it was good to see this weekend. No question about that. The way that he played, it gave us all – it made us all feel better. But now we're at the point we got to keep it going. You know, we got going down to the Capitol, and we're going to play the Commodores, and we just want to keep it going. We want to see this momentum that we're going to need, this passing game that we're going to need. We're going to need this balance, this synergy to help get us to where we ultimately want to be, and that's in Louisiana.
That's the bottom line. 2001, do you know where Tom Brady ranked in passing yards?
Not that high. Not that great.
22nd. In attempts, he ranked 23rd. I know he didn't play till the second game of the year, but like the bottom line is like you don't have to have to win the Super Bowl. Russell Wilson, 2013. And we've seen this. Like now the quarterback has to play well. That was the whole conversation last
week. And there's going to be some times where he's going to have to make plays.
Well, and Tom Brady did it, and he led the game-winning drive in the Super Bowl. But like in totality, no, you don't need – like Joe Burrow might be having the most statistically amazing season, right? Allen's maybe been the best player. But Burrow's season is better than anybody else. He might throw for 50 touchdowns. They're probably not going to make the playoffs.
No, ain't no probably to it. They're dead in the water.
Well,
you think so? You think they're still alive?
Well, they are alive.
There's an interesting path for them, though, that's like not unrealistic. I think they have to win out. Broncos have to lose out. But they play the Bengals once, the Chiefs and the Chargers.
They play the Broncos.
No, the Bengals play the Broncos.
The Broncos play the Bengals.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
So
the Browns might be starting another quarterback. Jameis might not be the starter.
Yeah.
Well, Jameis has turned it over 12 times in 3 weeks.
And then, that's a lot.
And then they need like one Colts loss and one Dolphins loss.
Then
I think
they got
which
the Steelers
totally...
at the end of the season. That's a tough.
The Steelers one will probably be their toughest.
That's a tough
one. I mean, my guess is the Bengals will lose because their defense is terrible.
But, like,
they'll drop one of these games.
But tell me if this is crazy. Their path is Bengals win out. Broncos lose out, and again, Broncos will play the Bengals, Chiefs, and Chargers, their final three games. And then they need one more Dolphins loss, one more Colts loss.
Yeah, they're actually helped out by the Chiefs, the Mahomes injury, because if the Chiefs drop one of these next two, potentially without Mahomes, he may come back for that final game to secure them the number one seed. So that actually could help. Yeah, I mean, Cincinnati getting in would be fun. I mean, Joe Burrow in the playoffs would be fun because it just presents like this berserker 7 seed that has this bad defense but this great quarterback and receiver. If I had a guess, I think they're going to miss because they just
can't. It's unlikely, but like that's not an insane path.
Yeah. I think them winning out is probably the least likely because they can't be trusted. The other stuff probably, you know, it could happen here. All right, let's grab Tom, and then speaking of playoffs, we'll kiss the baby for a team on this week. Tom's got some questions for Hugh Douglas. Hey, Tom.
Tom.
You know, fellas, how we doing today?
Hey,
what's going
Tom.
On, Tom?
What it do, Honoree Hugh?
What's up, man? How you doing?
All right, so unlike Ken from Cinnamon, I am a big fan of Caller on Caller Crime. And I got my crosshairs on Chris as well. I didn't understand his call at all today. He was taking shots at the coach and BG.
Yeah, it was
I think
strong.
They handled this perfectly. Like, he said that Sirianni was blaming the media. Didn't he come out this morning and say that they started the fire?
Yeah, but initially, when it was initially said, he walked it back a little bit. He started to say that, and then he corrected it when he said, you know, this was our debacle.
Right. So he put ownership on it, and then what BG did is very commendable because he saw the collapse last year from the inside. didn't want to see it again this year, so he had to revert to Arenal family business. But you know what? It got the job done, didn't it?
It did. Well, you know, and that's the only, Tom, that's what matters with this stuff. Like, if you're going to cause a scene, the scene better work. And it worked. I mean, he caused a scene. We talked about it for a week, and they responded. And that's ultimately, if that was his goal, he should feel good right now.
So my question to you, Hugh, is who's saying that you started things and the media started things? Because I haven't heard anybody say that.
Well, it was implied. It was not said directly, but it was implied.
Well, there also was that banner that was flown over the stadium Sunday. You see that?
I didn't see the banner.
Oh, I
didn't see it either.
Oh, let me find it. Kyle, do you remember what the banner said? There was a banner being flown over the stadium.
It was enough fake news.
Yes.
Okay. Well,
the fake news
is
my favorite part.
Yeah.
Did Chris from Middletown get his pilot's license?
We can ask him next time he calls. I mean, that would be an interesting twist on all this.
Well, listen, I think we had just the right amount of overreactedness to that situation, and all's well that ends well. You guys do a great job. Keep overreacting.
I will, Tom. You don't have to tell me DNA. Twice. So this was there was a plane flew over the stadium, around the stadium, Hugh, Sunday, and it was a banner behind it, and it said, "Enough fake news. Philly stands with 1-11.
Interesting.
Yeah, so that's that.
You're
fake news.
I don't understand that. And that is amazing.
I think I saw the person clarify on Twitter that it wasn't a shot at Brandon Graham. It was a shot at the media.
Oh, wait, so the person who paid for this actually responded and talked about it? Oh, that's incredible stuff.
We responded to Jimmy Kemsky on Twitter and was like, no, this was a shot at the media making up fake news.
And again,
how much money that person wasted on that banner.
What a weenie.
And again, I ask, what part did we make up specifically?
Like, if I was designing the banner, I would have said, enough fake news, stop lying, everyone, Hugh Douglas. Like, that's what I would have
said. No, I'm saying, and that's the thing, it's because it's like, what part did we play in this outside of reporting what other people said? If anything, you could, if you want to blame somebody, you could blame somebody for delivering the message, because the messenger said what he said.
My favorite part of the last week was, can you believe what happened on WIP? As if Brandon Graham, it's not the Brandon Graham show. Like, it's his show. He can say whatever he wants on that show.
No, yeah. Eagles player equals good. WIP equals bad.
That, I've always thought that. 215-592-9494. All right, before we go any further, week 16, it's time to kiss the baby.
It's time to kiss the baby.
All right, the goal is to have as close to a perfect playoff bracket as you can, and you try to eliminate a team week by week. Now, if you don't eliminate them before they're eliminated, you're stuck with them in your playoffs. Someone here is stuck with, I believe,
two teams,
the Titans and the Jags.
Disaster.
Yeah, I'm stuck with both.
It's a disaster.
Yeah, that's not good for
Hugh
Douglas.
Oh, that's not as bad as the
Kyle. It's so much worse.
Kyle, of course, eliminated the Vikings famously in week one. They've lost two football games. It's almost Christmas, so they're going to be in the playoffs.
Here's how you know that Hughes is way worse, is that when we put the final playoff pictures up, nobody's like, it's going to be easier to notice the Jags and the Titans in your playoff picture than it is for somebody.
I like how you put it in perspective, but
well,
still,
this is the appropriate perspective. They're not going to see immediately that the Vikings aren't mine. It's going to take a minute to figure that out. Yeah. They're going to be like, Hugh has the Titans and the Jags.
You thought the Titans and Jaguars were good?
Yeah.
All right. So this week, Kyle, you get to go first.
I do, thankfully.
Kyle, are you going?
I'm in a pickle. So a couple teams facing elimination this week that are playing each other.
Mm. So you got to pick the winner. So
that would be the Dolphins and the Niners.
You got to pick the winner of the game.
Yes. So the Dolphins are eliminated if they lose and the Chargers win, and the Niners can be eliminated just by losing. Or if they win, there's a few other scenarios where they can be eliminated anyway. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take the dice roll and go with Miami winning this game head-to-head. The Niners being out, it's kiss the baby on the 49ers season this week.
All right, so you put me in a little bit of a pickle here because I was choosing between two teams, including the 49ers, because I haven't eliminated them yet. So I'm going to take the dice. Well, I can't take them now because you took them this week. And I'm going to hope the Niners stay alive for one more week to save me from having them in my playoffs. This week, I'm going to take a team that is dead, but they're not eliminated yet. And I'm going to take the Colts out of the postseason. I don't have the Colts out. Now I eliminate them. Colts out of the playoffs. I mean, they're going to get eliminated. It matters. It's a matter of this week, next week. So I'll just take them out now because I'm without another choice.
Wow, so if the Niners get eliminated, you're stuck.
I'm stuck.
Wow.
But the Colts also, I mean, I'm in a pickle, right? Like, mm-hmm. They both could get eliminated this week, so I'll just take
That's
the Colts
That's where it
out.
Starts to get interesting.
It does.
That'd be
All right.
First blemish on your record.
I know,
here,
I know. I was hoping for perfection. All right, Hugh, who are you knocking out?
I think I'm going to take Arizona. I've been looking at my list, man, and it's getting kind of thin for me. And plus, you know, those two playoff teams, or, well, they're not technically playoff teams, but on my list, they're playoff teams that hurt me. So I said I took the Arizona Cardinals out this week.
All right, so there it is. Kiss the baby for week 16 in the NFL. Let's go to LeVert, who's up next on WIP. Hey, LeVert.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good,
hey,
LeVert.
Listen, I'm going to keep this in context, and it's a family scenario.
Mm-hmm.
And Hugh, man, just chill out a little bit. You had a little rough morning there. I was listening to you.
But we established that like 3 hours ago. But thank
yes,
you.
Sir. Yes, sir. Listen, family situation, scenario. AJ came out and said somebody took his balls. Period. That's all was said. Okay, family turned around and said, Brandon Graham, uncle, somebody took AJ's ball. Well, I know who took AJ's ball. Okay, WIP, aunts and uncles. Well, who took his ball? Uncle Brandon.
What on earth
I know
is
who
going
took
on
his
here?
Ball, and we're going to get this right. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, AJ said all of this, taking his ball to the neighborhood. That's the fans. Nobody needs to know what goes on in the house. The aunts and uncles done told everybody, and that was, they told you. And you just corrected him. That's all happened. Shouldn't have went this far.
Well, I agree with that. So we're blaming the aunts and uncles, Hugh? Is that what this was?
Basically.
Uncle Brandon?
Moment. Yeah, Uncle Brandon.
What was all this about the balls?
They get sweaty.
Yeah. that's the passing.
Balls get
ball.
Sweaty.
That's all he said. He didn't say who took his ball.
But someone took the ball.
But somebody took the ball.
Oh, we can't
but
be taking balls.
But we all knew. Who supposedly took the ball? Didn't need to be said.
I agree with that. Yeah, I mean, at some point you have to get your house. LeVert, the problem is the house wasn't in order.
Right. That's the bottom line. My mother used to always say, "What goes on in her house stays in her house."
Start
and
right.
If it doesn't, it's going to be somebody's going to have to answer for it.
Yeah, I'm with that. I like to, you know, everybody don't need to know family business.
Well, man. They put the family business out there,
they
LeVert.
Did. They did do that.
That's what they did. Mm. That's exactly what they did.
So now what?
So now it's just, we are. Bottom line is, no, the fans, you guys were not wrong. They put their business in the street on their own.
And when you do that, people are going to react. LeVert, good phone call. I mean, how about LeVert coming in saying, Hugh, you gotta take a deep breath. I think you've been calmer. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. It's like, it was premature.
The food helped.
Well, the food helped.
Yeah, the food helped.
And I think the food just tired you out.
Well, no, and the talk Will gave me
it's
earlier.
Like a dog.
You know, you had to read between the lines because Will came over, he was real nice, but he just told me, dude, calm your ass down. That's basically what he said in the nicest way possible. He was like, calm your ass down. I was like, yeah, you're probably right. And then the text messages that I got with people talking about I was crashing. Why you in your feelings? Because I'm 53 years old. I'm allowed to be in my feelings. Hey, we have these moments every now and then as old people. Even Ike looked at me this morning and said, hey, man, you're having a moment, aren't you? I was like, hey, back up off me. back up off me.
Anytime anyone says their age and they flip out, it reminds me of the Mike Gundy thing back in the day. I'm a man.
I'm 40.
I'm 40. But basically, when you reach a certain age, you're allowed to get as upset as you want at whatever you want. And no one can tell you any different.
And see, that's why you have friends that tell you, like Kenny from the Dirty 30. Man, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
This doesn't sound like I had a senior moment. I'm all right now. Thank you, family members.
I don't
thank
know
you
if
family.
It's called a senior moment when you're 53.
What'd you say? Thank you, prayer warriors, for looking out for your boy. The prayer warriors came in and they got me right. I'm all right.
Marple
I'm
Mack? Now.
Yeah. No, Marple Mack mad at y'all. Like seriously, I would be a little nervous walking out to the car today. Marple Mack hot.
Stop.
Dude, he was fired up.
Dog, I never got
that. We tried to, again, I've been trying to help this guy for a year and a half. I tried to get the letters to Sirianni.
I don't think he felt the help.
No.
I don't think he
felt. I think he feels mocked.
It's misplaced Anger is what that is.
Is that what it is?
Kyle had a legitimate suggestion.
That was legitimate.
Mail
though.
The Brandon Graham letters
no,
here.
You will see the letters here.
It was flippant the way he said it, though. Like, well, that's the problem.
Everyone's if you go back in their feelings. Everyone is.
It's the Tuesday. It's the Tuesday before the holidays, man. You know how it is.
You know what I think? I think some people haven't finished their shopping, and they're getting a little stressed. Hopefully that Amazon package is going to come on time.
Somebody told me to get some green tea this morning.
Not black tea. You don't need any more caffeine. Tom in Middletown. What's up, Tom?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Tom?
Hey, Hugh. Yes. You're cracking me up. 53 years old. Dude, that you're still a youngster.
Well, he's having senior moments.
I had a senior moment.
We're whippersnapper buddies.
I had a senior moment.
Now listen, let me just tell you this.
Okay.
When you get into your 60s and you have a cane, you'd be amazing how many people doors open for you.
Is that right?
Oh gosh, yes. I mean, so you're so. I mean, I guess as an athlete, that's kind of old.
Yeah, it definitely.
60 is old for an athlete. Yeah, I mean that. But it's all about how you think. I mean, I think sometimes he's more of a senior than other times. Today he was a senior. Tom, he had a senior moment.
But I'm saying I walk with a cane. You should be amazed at how many people doors open up for you, and people try to help you carry your bags out to the car, and it's amazing.
But anyway, that sounds great to me.
All right. Well, listen, Joe, I wanted to talk to you. I called you yesterday. I said a sneaky team under the radar.
The Vikings. You're the Vikings guy around here.
Yes, yes, and you poo-pooed on me. You said that the Vikings were going to lose last night. Dude, that team is good.
No, I didn't think they would lose. I said I think they're going to lose one of these games. I thought they'd beat the Bears. The Bears are terrible. But I still think they're going to drop one of these games and not end up the one. But, Tom, they are good. I mean, you've been on this for a few weeks. They're 12-2. I mean, it's hard to argue with 12-2.
And they're so well coached, but I'll tell you what though, they have a tough three games.
They do.
They got Seattle.
Seattle,
Lions, all right,
and Green Bay.
Yes, and they have to go to Seattle and go to Detroit. Shoot. Yep.
So that's tough. But I'll tell you what though, if they go through that gauntlet and get that home field advantage, I don't like it because I don't want to play in a dome.
Yeah, that dome is very loud. I mean, both them and Detroit have great home fields. Tom, we appreciate. I mean, here's the thing with the NFC playoffs, and Ross was saying it to us earlier. He was saying what a gauntlet it's going to be. It adds in why the number one seed is such a big deal. I just want to play one less game, and I want to have all the games at home because there are a lot of good teams in the NFC. And we know Detroit is not what they were 3 weeks ago because of these injuries, but I don't think they're just going to roll over and die here. I mean, they're going to be part of this. You have Minnesota. You have Green Bay. You're going to have to earn it if you're in the NFC and trying to get to the Super Bowl. The bye and home field goes a long way for the Eagles. 215-592-9494. All right, coming up, your phone calls on all this. Did we overreact the last couple weeks? You had a senior moment today. Plus, the Vikings. Is they a real threat? And Brandon Graham this morning on whether or not he may be able to return for a deep Eagles playoff run. This was interesting. BG, does he have a chance to get back if this team makes it to New Orleans?
Hello. It's here's Hello Stocking.
First of all, you look like a big old candy cane.
Yes, it is that time of the day. Hughes Holiday Stock. We're about to find out what's in it. Sponsored by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Gerhard's Appliances. All right, here's what you're playing for today. Today's winner wins two Jack Daniel's Rocks glasses, a water bottle, golf tee pack, playing cards, Tennessee whiskey clear tote bag, and then you're automatically qualified for the grand prize, which includes the Jack Daniel's Yeti cooler, Jack Daniel's cornhole set, Jack Daniel's giant Jenga, Jack Daniel's wood smokage, and the Weber grill and 55-inch smart TV, courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances. Thanks to Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey, we find $3 off all Jack Daniel's 1.75-liter bottles at your local PA and fine wine and good spirit stores, and Gerhard's Appliances, the heart of the kitchen for over 80 years, where Black Friday continues. All right, Hugh, today's theme, holiday food.
Yes. In my stocking.
Holiday food. There is a holiday in Hughes.
Holiday food
stocking.
Item.
All right, 215-592-9494. We get back. Your calls, your guesses. You get a yes or no question and a guess. Up next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.